The Library of Congress, right here in Washington, is also working on preserving history, though a little less complicated than the space shuttle. In this case, it's silent films, which it turns out weren't really all that silent. Almost every theater had a live piano player, at the very least, and some of them even had full orchestras that could generate elaborate sound effects like gunshots or galloping horses and rolling thunder. The music you're hearing is a score from the 1923 silent western Call of the Canyon. Thousands of silent movies were made between 1890 and 1930, and almost 80% of them are lost. The studios didn't see much value in saving them, and until recently, most film historians thought that this film, Call of the Canyon, was lost too. That is, until it was unearthed in a Russian film archive. It turns out the Soviets did a great job of saving hundreds of old American silent films, and late last year, Russia's largest film archive started to send them to the Library of Congress. Patrick Lockney heads up films for the Library of Congress. He's overseeing the restoration of these silent movies, and he joins me here now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So what were all of these silent movies doing in Russia?
Well, American movies were, in fact, distributed in Russia and the former Soviet Union regularly from around 1910 right up to the outbreak of World War II. Our research has indicated that over 1,300 American feature films were actually shown and distributed in Russia during that era.
Now, as I mentioned, 80% of all silent films ever made are lost. Just a small number of them have been preserved. How were these ones preserved? Did the Russians just do a better job at it?
Well, these particular films that we are repatriating now were part of a cache of film prints that were held by the State School of Cinematography, and they were shown to students. They were training them in the techniques of how to make movies, and American movies were among the best made in the world.
Now, over the next few years, you're going to get about 194 films from this archive in Russia.
That's correct.
I'm looking at the list here of some of the films, and which one's your favorite?
Well, I think so far, I think the Call of the Canyon, that's a Richard Dix, Lois Wilson film, directed by Victor Fleming. We all know Victor Fleming from his directorial work with Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz and Captain's Courageous, and a lot of these great sound films of the 30s. But what people don't really know is his career in the silent era, when he was regarded as one of the great directors of that silent era, but because of the loss of his films, we'd known little about that part of his career. So it's really great to see this really wonderful film, which moves very well. And is, I think, when it becomes available again, people will begin to rediscover his greatness.
Oh, what's it about?
It's a melodrama. It's a Western. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, you leave it? You're not going to give it away?
Well, I don't want to give away the ending.
Okay, fine. We're going to have to wait to see it. When can the public start to have access to these films?
Well, they can be available. They're available for research now at the Library of Congress. But further work needs to be done because, in fact, even though these were American movies, they all have Russian language intertitles. So we will conduct further research in not only our own collection at the Library of Congress, but in archives around the United States to see if we can locate copies of the original scripts and or what they call cutting continuities to see if we can find the texts of those original American language intertitles. And in those instances where we do, we will restore them to the films, and eventually we will begin to showcase these at the library, at the Packard campus, and at other venues. We will make them available to film festivals and so on, who may want to see these and bring them back to the American public.
And you can see a sneak preview of some of these films at our website, npr.org. Patrick Lockney is the head of the Library of Congress's Packard campus for audiovisual conservation. Patrick, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thanks also to the George Eastman House for providing the cue sheets to the film Call of the Canyon.